I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXZY Radio, remembers heavyweight fighter Jack Dorval. According to a 2008 story in the Endeavor News, Creighton Jack Dorval was born in Emporium on January 19, 1904. As a teen, Dorval was described as tall and rangy, still growing, but a far cry from the chiseled man who would earn the nickname the Pennsylvania Timberwolf. After he took a job as a lifeguard at a beach near Atlantic City, New Jersey, the carefree Dorval was persuaded to step into the ring against an Army champion on New Year's Day, 1923, and he floored the champ with a thunderous right hook, the Endeavor News reported. A local fight promoter, Pepe Dallas, heard about the upset and offered his services to the 19-year-old Dorval. At the very same time Dorval was honing his ring skills and emerging from a fledgling pugilist into a title contender, America's fascination with sporting events reached a fever pitch in the post-World War I era. Icons like heavyweight champ Jack Dempsey and baseball slugger Babe Ruth secured their place in the pantheon of the first golden age of sports. According to Wikipedia, Dempsey's aggressive fighting style and exceptional punching power made him one of the most popular boxers in history. Many of his fights set financial and attendance records, including the first $1 million gate. He pioneered the live broadcast of sporting events in general, and boxing matches in particular. Young Jack Dorval quickly learned technique to match his expanding brawn. The Endeavor News reported when four impressive knockouts ensued, fight fans began to take note of this country boy from the Pennsylvania mountains. When legendary boxing promoter Doc Kearns split with Jack Dempsey over money issues in 1924, he took Dorval under his wing, the newspaper reported. Later that year, Dorval dropped heavyweight Dan Lieber at Madison Square Garden, and Kearns touted his 22-year-old rising star as the next heavyweight champion. And when Dempsey refused to fight Dorval, Doc Kearns turned to the press, bestowing a flashy new nickname on his kid fighter, Napoleon Dorval, the rugged, crushing heavyweight fighter with the best punch of them all in the ring, is undoubtedly the uncrowned champion of the world. Now that Dempsey has sidestepped all offers, Kearns said, Dorval has all of the qualifications of a dashing world beater. He can punish his opponent, and what is more, he can take a punch. For a big fellow, Dorval is remarkably fast. He's going to be a tough nut to crack. Shortly, Gene Tunney battered and thoroughly dominated Jack Dempsey in a 10-round decision in the pouring rain in front of 120,000 strong at Philadelphia's Sesquicentennial Stadium in September of 1926. Dorval opened 1927 with a succession of knockouts against four inexperienced foes. With Dempsey now out of the picture, Doc Kearns' interest in Dorval faded, and he handed him over to another manager. The Pennsylvania Timberwolf was a 5-1 underdog when he throttled the famed Norwegian and Olympic gold medalist Otto van Poirot in 1928. According to the Endeavor News, Dorval went up against Pierre Charles, a veteran Belgian fighter, less than 6 weeks later. The Wolf charged out, delivered a crushing left jab, and suddenly stepped back and winced when he broke his hand, a recurring problem for Dorval. With the demise of Jack Dempsey's career in the ring and the glass hands that stalled his hopes of stardom, Dorval returned to McKean County to train in the village of Gardeau. According to the Kane Republican, Damon Runyon, famous writer, promised big things for Dorval's camp. The clean, bracing air, pure mountain water, and all the natural requirements necessary to a project of this kind are embodied in the vicinity of Gardeau. Runyon arranged a pair of comebacks with Dorval beating one journeyman and then losing a decision in 1932, calling it quits at the tender age of 28, with a career record of 22 wins, including 15 knockouts, 6 losses, and 3 draws. According to the Endeavor News, Dorval earned a considerable sum of money, but his managers apparently grabbed with both hands and took more than their share. Dorval's carefree lifestyle drained much of what was left from his many purses. Jack Dorval married Alice McGonigal, a local woman, in 1933. He ran unsuccessfully for Cameron County Sheriff on the Democratic ticket that year. Soon afterward, he became manager of the Scenic Tavern, located on the Kinzu-Bradford Road, until it was destroyed by fire in 1934, the newspaper reported. On August 2, 1936, Dorval died in the crash of an open cockpit plane on a flight from Emporium to St. Mary's. According to the Endeavor News, the plane apparently hit an air pocket on the approach to the airstrip in Kersey. The plane went into a spinning nosedive, crashing hard into the ground, plunging into a potato field and coming to rest nose down with its tail in the air. According to the newspaper, among the legions of friends who attended a funeral service at St. Mark Church in Emporium was former heavyweight champion Jack Dempsey. Creighton Jack Dorval's modest headstone bears a simple epitaph that speaks volumes about Napoleon Jack, the Pennsylvania Timberwolf, a real sportsman. Well, that's all for now, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.